for non-commercial public radio for right here in Southwest Louisiana, 88.7, or online at krvs.org. A pledge of support can be made securely and safely anytime at our website. Simply head to www.krvs.org and just hit the Pledge Now button on the homepage and it'll guide you through it. We've got some great music this hour. We'll be constantly reminding you of our fall fundraiser currently underway, but we're going to be listening in the next few minutes to music from Mali by Hira Arby, who performed last year at Festival International right here in the downtown Lafayette. We'll hear her performing a tune in Arabic that's a song of prayer, singing to Allah. But let's start off with music from Sudan, from vocalist and lute master Abdel Gadir Salim. This is something called Malwa Iktabgab.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abdel Gadir Salim will be performing a solo song with the lute and perhaps the saxophone and guitar.
ودع الغضب ليت هاجري ليت هاجري يشرح السبب يشرح السبب يشرح السبب يشرح السبب عذبه رضا عذبه رضا عذبه رضا ليته عتب ليته عتب عذبه رضا عذبه رضا عذبه رضا ليته عتب ليته عل بيننا عل بيننا عل بيننا واشيا كذب أو مفندا أو مفندا يصنع الريب ما لا ما لا ما لا واحتجب ما لا واحتجب مال واحتجب ودع الغضب ودع الغضب ليت هاجري ليت هاجري ليت هاجري يشرح السبب يشرح السبب
hot releases for 2012 in the whole international world music realm. The Touré Reichel Collective, that's Israeli pianist Idan Reichel and Malian guitarist Via Farka Touré. And they're recording the Tel Aviv session, and that track was entitled Experience. Before that, Malian vocalist Hira Arbi doing Salu in praise of Allah from the Timbuktu Tarab album. And she was a performer at this past April's Festival International here in Lafayette, Louisiana. We began with music from Sudan, from Abdel Gadir Salim, with a live performance entitled Malwa Itakab. You're listening to Earthbeat here on Public Radio for Acadiana. This is our fall fundraiser, and we are asking for your support. If it's been a year or more since your last pledge to KRVS, and you rely on it, you listen to it day in, day out, or maybe just a couple of times a week, but you rely on the programs you receive here, you know that you're getting them commercial-free and uninterrupted and unencumbered by all of the other things you get with commercial radio, naturally. So you know the way this works. You help fund the station. We need your support, and we do that 2 weeks out of the year, once in the spring and once in the fall. And we ask for your support at this time of the year. You can pledge safely and securely anytime on our website at www.krvs.org. It'll only take you about 2 minutes. We just need your name, address, your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express number, expiration date, things like that. You can look at our list of premiums. We have an array of T-shirts and ball caps and things for $75. For a $150 pledge, we have an array of CDs and so many other things you can look at. And again, the website is krvs.org, and we thank you for your support at this time of year. Yeah, those collective-type recordings seem to have come into being as of late. We're going to go back and listen to the Afro-Cubism album. Many of you may know about the Buena Vista Social Club, and that ended up becoming sort of a side project. Originally, Ry Cooter and company were down in Cuba looking to connect the roots of Malian music with Cuban music. And that was shelved. And, of course, the world-famous Buena Vista Social Club spawned out of that. But anyway, Nick Gold, just a couple of years ago, went back and finished this project he originally intended. And he got an array of Malian musicians down there in Cuba. And they performed with the likes of some of the legends of Cuban music, Aledis Ochoa and others, and they got folks like Tumani Diabate, Made Diabate, and folks like Baseku Kiyate, another past Festival International performer, by the way, who collaborated on this album on a couple of tracks, and in particular one called The Hunter. We'll be hearing from that in just a couple of moments. But first up, the collaboration between Malian kora master Ablaye Sissoko and German trumpeter Volker Getz. Their second collaboration, Amanke Dianti, came out earlier as well this year. And we're going to listen to a track from that. This is a number entitled Mana Maluindi. Thank you.
Kanamalunni, kanamalunni, kanamalunni molunyatu, kanantoroni.
kananina sammi dabe to di dabe ku bemme ye samba kolonina simo so bolu wa to mini bi ye samba koloni taronga filita me to di dabe ku bemme ye samba kolonina Finita metodi da che cupente nel santo colonina
Supergroup Afro-Cubism, produced and recorded by Nick Gold in Cuba with Malian musicians. We heard Basse Kukuyate doing the vocals there and performing on Ngoni, accompanied by a stellar cast including Tumani Diabate, Cora, Aladius Ochoa, acoustic guitar, and a host of other great musicians, again produced by Nick Gold. Before Afro-Cubism, the duo of Ablaye Sissoko, the vocalist and kora master from Mali, along with German trumpeter Volker Getz, doing Kana Malundi from the album Amanke Dianti that came out on Motima Records earlier this year. Both regular spins here on this and other programs on KRVS. Where else will you hear world music locally but on the radio dial than 88.7 KRVS? Have been doing this for decades and continue the tradition every Sunday night, and we do a lot of international programming on Thursday nights as well. So if that has any value to you and your main source for getting to hear a lot of this new releases and classic releases in this genre, we need to hear from you to keep the station running. It's our fall fundraiser 2012. You can pledge your support anytime at our website at www.krvs.org. With your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express, we have an array of great thank you gifts, but we hope that you will consider the programming as the gift and your pledge as the gas that keeps this engine running. 482-5787-337. 482-KRVS is the number to call us during business hours, during the daytime. And we'll be here live next Sunday night and doing a live edition of Earthbeat on our final night. We'll be going through next Sunday asking for your support. So please bear with us and hope that most of you will consider and make that move to become members of KRVS. Again, you can do that safely and securely at krvs.org. No amount is too small. Don't think, well, I can't afford, you know, one of those great $75 T-shirts. But, any amount would be accepted and most appreciated. And, of course, you can make those payments in installments if you like us to charge your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express on a monthly basis, a certain amount until you've reached that $75 or $150 goal. We can work that out for you as well. Just check us out at www.krvs.org. You can send us an email or give us a call during business hours, weekdays at 337-482-5787. That's 482-KRVS. Another great new release we hit a couple of weeks ago is a new album by the Fourth Ward Klezmer Orchestra. An interesting concept. From Abdul the Rabbi, this is a track called the Doina Blues. Thank you.
Thank you.
Abesha, a great track by the Chicago-based Debo Band, another performer at last year's Festival International de Louisiane here in Lafayette, Louisiana. That's taken from their debut album on Sub Pop Records, national sensation Debo Band performing here prior to this album's release. And again, that was a track called Hebeisha, bringing that 70s Ethiopian pop groove to actually revitalizing it and introducing it to many folks, a new generation here in the States. Before that, the Fourth Ward Klezmer Orchestra, doing an interesting take of klezmer and New Orleans American-based jazz. We heard the Doina Blues from the new album entitled Abdul the Rabbi. This is KRVS's fall fundraiser, and once again, we ask for your support to continue the tradition of world music on radio for Southwest Louisiana. I've been listening to world music on KRVS since the latter part of the 1980s, when Lisa Richardson, who was music director then, produced the original Earthbeat, and actually brought in programs like Afropop Worldwide, programs like Thistle and Shamrock, and we set a foundation of world music here on Sunday nights on KRVS. It's been a tradition. I remember being introduced to so much music in the late 80s and into the early 90s, and eventually in the early 90s I came on as a substitute host for Earthbeat before Lisa left and leaving me the reins, and have been in the chair ever since. And this has been one of the cornerstone programs for world music nights, Sundays here on KRVS for many years. And if you have come to rely and enjoy and would like to support this on radio, you can do that by giving us a call during the weekdays, during business hours at 337-482-5787. That's 482-KRVS. Or if you're near a computer, you can do it right now, simply, safely, and securely at our website, krvs.org. You can hit the Support KRVS button right there on the top of the page. And in about a couple of minutes, it'll guide you through what you need to do to support your favorite local public radio station, KRVS. And thanks. We're going to close out with music from an artist from Mali. She's born of Malian parents, but born actually in the Ivory Coast back in 1982. She is Fatoumata Diawara, from her brand new album entitled simply Fatou. This is Wilele. Earthbeat was produced in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next week for more sounds from around the world here on Earthbeat.
We need it. papa manco ma bevo lulala kalebo nye don kalebe chela zide nye don kalebo nye don kalebe furu muyunde nye don kalebo nye don kalebe furu gazide nye don sera domina ana pura muso de kelela ae pura muso neni pura neni furu keni niya kae Winnie Lane, 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 Winnie Lane,